Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking in the world of mixed martial arts this hour. If you'd like to join me on the toll-free, it's open around the world. When I say toll-free, it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. I use this for my nighttime show because, you know, people get drunk at night. They don't want to sound cool on the radio, so they can shoot me a text. Say whatever they want. They can do that. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, it's apparent. The world heavyweight champion, of course, fresh off his victory a fortnight ago of smoking Francis Ngannou. I'm talking about Stipe Miocic out of Cleveland, Ohio, is going to defend against the light heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier. Now, before you say to yourself, well, you know, that's a guy that fights at 205, one guy's fighting at 245. But for the most part, and for the most part of his career, 13 fights of his career, Daniel Cormier fought as a heavyweight, defeating the likes of Josh Barnett, of course, Frank Mir, both former UFC champions, winning the Strikeforce Grand Prix Championship as far as that heavyweight tournament is concerned. So, bottom line is, Cormier is really a heavyweight, struggling to get down to a chunky 205 pounds. So, he and the heavyweight champ are going to do battle. Of course, Miocic, hey, Ngannou. I told you about Ngannou. Everybody laughed. They said that, you're wrong, man. You're wrong. No, I wasn't wrong. Listen, when you got a guy that can punch, you got a guy that can box, I'm going with the boxer every time. Stipe Miocic, lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
There's more brick in a wall around a prison, not incarceration mine. When deep within the gallows, you'll find what frightens you the most. A fear of being colorblind. Love for the brother man and other man. Not in fear, running like an undercover man. Born in institution, the bang bang solution. Ignite in the spark of a human revolution.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Check it, you're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio. My name is Pedro. And as we're talking mixed martial arts, of course, the USC rocking and rolling, the big USC event, I thought, of course, taking place of the year, the fact that the heavyweight championship of the world stayed in Cleveland, Ohio, of course, Francis Ngannou, the favorite heavyweight challenger coming in. Dana White's boy, no doubt about it, the franchise won. The franchise was behind him. The company was behind him. Everybody was behind him. But guess what? He couldn't fight. He couldn't fight. If he wasn't a heavyweight who could knock people out in the manner in which he did, he could not make it in the 170-pound weight class, the 185-pound weight class, and any other weight class. He could not have made it. His ground-to-ground skills were, they were bad. They were like a Skid Row bum. I kid you not. He couldn't do anything on the ground. Once he got onto the, but take it back. All you people who put money on him, and a lot of you did, a lot of you bet against Miocic again. You bet against him again. You didn't learn the first few times. I mean, he beat Junior Dos Santos. Wasn't supposed to beat him. He beat Alistair Overeem. Wasn't supposed to beat him in the manner in which he did. He's an underdog in every fight, and he's knocking these guys out. Of course, Francis Ngannou went the route, but listen, there were opportunities, and many of them, for Stipe Miocic to make a slight gamble and go for the submission or the stop against Ngannou a fortnight ago, but he didn't. And the reason why he didn't was it's better to have the guaranteed win than to gamble. I mean, no sense in gambling right then and there. I mean, he was smacking Ngannou up. Ngannou probably, you know, I know he wanted to quit. I would have wanted to quit. There's nothing you can do. You're so tired. The lactic acid has filled up all of your muscles. They feel like they weigh 100 pounds each arm. Your legs aren't working, okay? It's like you've been carrying sacks of potatoes all around, halfway around the world. I'm telling you, you can't move. You're tired. And also your cardio, you know, I mean, this whole world, and in the midst of that, somebody's kicking your ass. This is not a good scenario for anybody. It's not a learning scenario. It's not something you're going to learn from, a learning experience. I don't think so, because you should have known going in. I mean, all this guy was doing was his striking regimens. He wasn't doing any groundwork. He didn't do any groundwork. I mean, come on. That's like, I don't know how it's like. It's like being a baseball player and not practicing your batting. I mean, it's like, yeah, well, you know, I do a lot of fielding and I catch the ball a lot and I throw well, but I don't bat. I don't take batting practice. I don't bat much. I mean, that would be like the same thing. It's akin to that. At the end of the day, what's going to happen? I don't know. As far as the heavyweight divisions right now is concerned in MMA, of course, Stipe Miocic head and shoulders above the rest. They want him to fight Cormier in a, you know, sort of like a, I don't want to say it's a gimme fight for Stipe Miocic, because Cormier is an outstanding wrestler, a two-time Olympian. I think he was a three or four-time national champion. I mean, the guy can really wrestle. He is Cain Velasquez's wrestling coach. Speaking of Cain Velasquez, the former once-beaten heavyweight champion, we'll get to him in just a minute. But Cormier, not to be that much of an underdog, odds-wise, against Stipe Miocic, because styles make fights. We've talked about this before, and it's, you know, there's so many different ways to win or lose in the world of mixed martial arts. As I said, submissions and knockouts and your arms being twisted around another submission, or your, you know, I mean, chokes and disqualification. You can lose on points. There's a thousand ways you can lose via injury. I mean, a thousand different ways you can win or lose. So that's why guys don't stay undefeated that long in the world of the UFC, because it's death match after death match, especially in the world of the heavyweight division, with the exception of the aforementioned Cain Velasquez, of course, who bowed out and dropped his title aspirations at one point in time, although he says he's back now.
because of injuries. I mean, Kane was a real deal, but Kane never got to fight too many guys. In fact, the world record was two times. I mean, I think Larry Holmes defended the World Heavyweight Championship like 16 times, something like it. Joe Louis like 19 or 20 times. I mean, and in UFC, you defend it two times, and that's the record? Well, Miocic's defended it now three times, so that is the new record. But three times is indicative of what I've been telling you all along, that the UFC and longevity is not, they don't go hand in hand. In fact, the UFC wants to destroy their fighters at their peaks, and for they don't have to pay them the max amounts of compensation, I believe. In other words, you put a guy in a death match after death match after death match. I mean, with the exception of Miocic here, for the last with Cormier, the last three fights, it appears they've been trying to get him knocked out. Trying to get him knocked off. That's just the way. It's just the way it looked to me. In fact, you know, Miocic said he wouldn't let Dana White put the belt on him after he beat Ngannou in that five-round decision, okay? He wouldn't let it. He went over and took the belt out of Dana White's hand and gave it to his trainer and had his trainer put the belt around his waist. He doesn't want to be around Dana White. Dana White, kind of put this, Dana White is a turd in a bowl of soup. That's the best way I could describe Dana White at this point in time. I know he's still got influence with the UFC. I know he's still the so-called president, per se, although this new company took over in late 2017. He's still the face of the UFC and things like that. But, you know, as I said before, there comes a time in everybody's life where they've done their thing and they're no longer able to function in the manner in which they were able to at one point in time. And I think that with this lawsuit coming to fruition, and it's coming to fruition very soon, folks, I'm talking about the entire fighter, it's called a class action lawsuit against Zuffa Sports being Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the Fertitta brothers, the owners of the Station Casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, and the Dubai government had 13% of the UFC, as well as Dana White owning 10%. All of that put together is Zuffa Sports. Zuffa Sports is being sued on a multi-million dollar level in a class action lawsuit, alleging a lot of the things I just mentioned, of the fact that I think the UFC is a bit of a slave. It's a slave plantation. I mean, if you don't want to fight who they want you to fight, they're gonna get rid of you. They're gonna strip you, or they're gonna. I mean, life is not good for anybody that goes up against Dana White, and I don't think that's cool. No way, no how. Yes, a guy deserves to have a certain amount of power. Yes, a guy deserves to be the czar of a sport, I guess. But you don't deserve to put people under your thumb and squash them whenever you want. And I think at some point in time, at a few points. Dana White has just done that, just crushed people, and I'm not a big fan of him for that. Anyway, guess what? The Ultimate Fighter is coming back. That's right, the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter is going to come back both in a lightweight and a welterweight division, I believe. They're coming back, of course, on Fox TV. And give them props. These shows, of course, are what brought the UFC to fruition. I mean, to the fame in which they have now. Think about this. They were struggling. Then they had that Ultimate Fighter, Forrest Griffin, and I mean, that was it. That was the beginning of the sport. From that point forward, this thing that had lost $32 million turned into a $4 billion plus entity. I kid you not. Anyway, the cast for the upcoming season of The Ultimate Fighter has been revealed. Over the weekend, UFC announced that the six-man lineup for a tough 27, the undefeated, the cast will include both lightweights and eight lightweights and eight featherweights. Of course, 155 and 145 pounders, all of whom enter this reality show with undefeated records. Guess the names are, let's go with the names. Ty Clark, pretty good name. Joe Gianelli, John Gunther, Jose Martinez, Luis Pena, Richie Smolten, Miguel Trazano, Alan Zuniga. Those guys are fighting at 155. The 145-pounders in the Ultimate Fighter 27 are going to be Jay Cunanello, Tyler Diamond, Brian Colonna, Bryce Mitchell, Suman Mokarian, Greg Perry, Kyler Phillips, and Ricky Steele. So all those guys are undefeated, and some of these others got to go. In fact, I think that's sort of cool. When you've got a tournament with undefeated guys, I mean, yeah, some of these others got to go. Nobody's ever lost. And believe me, you're a different animal when you haven't lost. When I lost in 1974 to Eddie Smith, I hadn't lost a fight ever. I was 7-0 going in there with like six stops. They were all one-minute rounds. You know, I was a kid then, right? All the one-minute rounds, things like that. But I was stopping everybody. Man, Eddie Smith, gangster slapped me. He did. I didn't fight again until 1981. Coincidence? No, it wasn't. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking mixed martial arts. Of course, that is the toll-free listener line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've also got the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's guilt-free, no-commitment. Give me a text, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Mixed Martial Arts live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
He would try, and then I would bring it back down. And I'd work, man. I just wanted to gas him out and get him tired. You know, he's a big boy. He's got a lot of muscle on him, you know, and there's a lot of oxygen to carry for a big boy like that.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
I'm going to go home, hang out with my wife, my dogs, get the baby set up, and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm just tired right now. I just want to go home and hang out. And
go save lives. He's a fireman. Steve Miocic, a volunteer fireman. I kid you not. And the guys in the firehouse love him. He's a class act. He's a guy that everybody wants to hang around and know. Not because he's the UFC heavyweight champion, because he's Stippy Miocic, and I think that's really cool. When somebody wants to hang out with you because you're you and not because of what you are, because live, we're talking MMA live here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Reynaldo Souza was the winner this past Saturday. Of course, the UFC venturing off to the world of Ric Flair. Charlotte, North Carolina, the Spectrum Center. Of course, UFC going down, UFC on Fox. UFC on Fox, big card, of course. The big network. I love it when the fights are on the big network. Of course, that inaugural card of the USC on the big network. What was that? Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. And Cain Velasquez got knocked out in like 35 or 40 seconds or something like that. And they had to fill for like 30 minutes. And they had no experience on how to fill. I mean, the USC, that was a bad, that was, you know, that was like their first breaking virgin ground there. And, of course, they didn't do too well that day. Or the day they did that first USC 33, I believe, out of Las Vegas with Tito Ortiz and some Russian guy. And they cut the pay-per-view off an hour before the fight. I take that back, 45 minutes before the fight ended. So I think the main event wasn't even on TV yet, and the pay-per-view had cut off. Anyway, back to the UFC last on Fox last night, January 27, 2018. You know, and before I go, take that back. Let me put some little seriousness into that. January 27, 1968, three guys died, and they were three astronauts. They were Roger Chaffee, Ed White was the first American to ever walk in space, and Gus Grissom. Gus Grissom was the second man to ever go up into space, Virgil Gus Grissom. They were all veterans of prior space flights, with the exception of Chaffee, who was a Navy pilot who was famous for spotting the Russian missiles in the Bay of Missiles crisis with his U-2 flights over the island when he was taking pictures of them anyway from this high-tech camera. Anyway, the bottom line is they died on the launch pad practicing January 27, 1968, or was it 67, one or the other. Anyway, I'm blown away by it. I still am blown away by it, and I wanted to mention that as being a big part of January 27th. No doubt about it. Whatever year it is, those guys were class acts. They were the first astronauts to ever die, and they died on the ground. NASA was incompetent. They were trying to rush to the moon. Wherever they got, some people think they never got there. They're trying to rush to the moon, and they put the cart before the apple, and, of course, three guys died because of that. Anyway, back to the world of mixed martial arts. Reynaldo Souza, a winner in a middleweight event, of course, on the UFC on Fox card, defeating Derek Brunson with a head kick and punches. That was in the very first round. 350 in. Brunson's a tough dude. He's not a guy that you sort of like just go in there and knock out with ease, but Souza did it. Wow, what can I say? Souza's a pretty good fighter, no doubt about that. Andre Feely was in the co-feature, beat Dennis Bermudez for a split decision. One judge saw it 30-27 for Bermudez. Whoa, that means three rounds of zip. The other two judges saw it 2-1 for Andre Feely. Good luck on that one. Maybe there's a rematch in store. Gregor Gillespie was the winner over Jordan Rinaldi at TKO in the very first round. Those guys fought at lightweights. As far as the rest of the names on the card are concerned, there are no names here. I mean, there are no name fighters per se, and I think that shows that the UFC is either rebuilding or they're about to go under, one or the other. If they can't build up with stars, and you have to have stars. I mean, we talked about this before in the world of boxing. Stars are what turn the cranks, the pay-per-view cranks. This is what turns the cranks. I mean, you know, even Manny Pacquiao, in old and tired, and, you know, stick a fork in him. Manny, the bus driver over there in the Philippines, that's what he looks like anyway. He could still do a 500,000 people on pay-per-view. He could, you know, just fighting about anybody. So there are certain people that can just turn that pay-per-view crank, okay? And the UFC right now, they really want to turn that pay-per-view crank, but there aren't too many guys out there that can turn it. I mean, who is the biggest star right now probably in the UFC? Without a doubt, Conor McGregor. And, of course, Dana White won't come out and admit whether Conor McGregor is stripped or not. He disrespected both Tony Ferguson. He disrespected the interim champion, Tony Ferguson. I know that Tony's deep down in his heart, if he could slap Dana White with both hands a million times, he'd do it 1,000,001 times. It's just because Dana's, you know, he's a turd. He's just the guy you really don't want to like for a lot of good reasons, I think. I mean, and here was a guy that, you know, we didn't hang around together, but before the UFC was hot and happening and making all kinds of zillions of dollars, we did have a business relationship. Before that, we sort of had a relationship where we would see each other in Vegas, and I think we took a couple of pictures and things like that. But, you know, it wasn't something like, hey, man, that's Dana White. Yeah, big deal. He was just some guy that was trying to make it in the world of mixed martial arts that couldn't make it in the world of boxing back in Boston. That's all Dana White was to me. Anyway, back to this card that sort of sucked last night. You know, outside of the main event, what can you say? I mean, is it getting sort of like the NBA now, where you want to just tune in for the last fight, like tune in the last 45 minutes of the card or something like that? If it's a two-hour show, you figure, let me tune in the last 45 minutes. I can't miss the main event. Or because it's sort of like the NBA, where you don't want to watch, like, you know, all those minutes, all these guys going back and forth. You watch the last 5-6 minutes of the game, and it's sort of, that's what it's all about, right? Nutshell of the game. Anyway, I don't know. I think the UFC is hurting for stars right now. I mean, they're bringing out Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold, of course, the guy at Santa Cruz, California. He's going to vie for, I think, the interim middleweight championship. Two versions of the interim middleweight championship, I believe, against Yoel Romero. Romero was the loser his last time out, so that's going to be a, I guess, a toss-up type of fight with Romero having the slight advantage over the guy from Santa Cruz, California. Mark Hunt, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan. I call him the aging Samoan. He's like 42 years old, man. The slowing Samoan's 42. Taking on Curtis Blaydes. Curtis Blaydes got a good name. If you worked in the streets, I mean, you've lived in the streets like Philly, Oakland, San Francisco, maybe L.A., some other Philly, you know, I mean, the Watts. You could hang Curtis Blaydes. That would be a bad name that might. Man, his name is Curtis Blaydes. Yeah, don't mess with that dude. Anyway, Ty Tavusa is on the card, a heavyweight, of course, of Samoan stature, I believe, or New Zealand. Taking on Cyril Asker, that should rock. And, of course, Jake Matthews in a welterweight fight. Taking on my guy, Lai Jingling. Yeah, Lai Jingling. That's his name. Lai Jingling, I kid you not. I don't know where he got that name. I don't know if his parents did him a favor with that or if that's a fighting name or not, but Lai Jingling is his given name. And, of course, a man with the greatest name in all of mixed martial arts, without a doubt, Tyson Pedro. The once great Tyson Pedro calls Australia home. He's from down under, folks. I kid you not. Of course, a light heavyweight that I was touting until he lost that last fight because, you know, he went to school. He learned. He's green. He's green like avocado green, like I'm serious. I mean, he's guacamole green. He's, like, incredibly green. And I saw that in that last fight. The other fights in which he was able to manhandle guys and just beat them up, you know, sort of like the setup fights, per se, easy fights, getting himself into the top 10, per se, or the top 15 of the UFC light heavyweights, 205 pounds. But Tyson Pedro takes on a pretty tough guy here. You know, and Sarapov. I kid you not. Of course, that whole big card is going to be on pay-per-view. And if you want to buy this card, spend the money on it, I don't know. I think I'd save my money for a future card as far as the UFC is concerned. Maybe I'll watch the prelims on Fox Sports 1 and then catch the main event later on YouTube or something like that. Because $70 for one fight, Romero and Rockhold, I don't think I want to pay that. But the card that I do think I would pay for, UFC 220, March the 3rd from the T-Mobile Arena, which is the home court of the UFC now in Las Vegas, a.k.a. Paradise, Nevada. The former lightweight champion, Frankie Edgar, coming down from 155 pounds. Of course, he's been fighting 145 now for about the past year. Take on Max Holloway. Of course, Max Holloway has beaten Jose Aldo not once but twice. And Frankie Edgar lost to Jose Aldo. So this is sort of like a cool fight here to figure out who's prevailing, who's going to be the king at 145. Because Frankie Edgar, in my mind, I really thought he was the guy that was going to move from 155 to 145 and just dominate because of the fact that, you know, he had these skills. He was such a good striker. He was such a mean dude. He was such the complete fighter at 155. And I figured if he can make 145, and he said he could. He said he can make 145 and be strong. And he was really adamant about this. I mean, a lot of guys say it, and, you know, they're full of spit. But, no, he was dead serious about it. He's been at 145 for a while now. But he lost that fight to Aldo, and that was a bit of a stunner. In fact, Aldo actually looked bigger than him when they fought and they stood at the Octagon Center there getting ready to hear the first bell or the horn or whatever it was. But he looked like he was a bigger guy, and that was at 145 pounds. So for some reason, Frankie Edgar did not bring the size with him from 155 to 145. I guess that is the 10-pound weight loss being what it is. Of course, Max Holloway, the guy, the champion, featherweight champion, the guy that, you know, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can say about him. You really can. He's like 19-3, man. He is the real deal. He kicks ass. He comes to fight. He's got a good attitude about him, and he's got a good winning streak. And I think right now he's on top of the world. And Frankie Edgar and he are a toss-up type of fight. I would have to lean towards Holloway, maybe 8-5. I was posting the odds on this. Speaking of gods, wow, guess who's on this card? Stefan Struve, one of the guys that beat, of course, Stipe Miocic back in the day. Of course, he beat Stipe on a submission, I believe, real early in Stipe's career. The current world heavyweight champion, Miocic, of course, have avenged the other loss on his career by knocking out Junior Dos Santos. But here's Stefan Struve going to take on the glass-jawed former UFC champion, Andre Arlovski. That's right, double A. Of course, he got lit up by Mr. Francis Ngannou. Who didn't? Anybody that stood in front of Ngannou got knocked out. That's just the way it is. But if you boxed, if you moved, if you employed the strategy in which I tried to put forth on the radio here many, many times before this big fight, you would beat this guy. Because as I told you before, these big punchers, they used to come into the ring with me, and my trainer used to say to me, you know, he's knocking this out, he's knocking this out. Baba, he's done this, he's done that. And it never really mattered to me. It never really mattered because you know what? I wasn't getting hit clean with these shots. No way. I'm watching what was going on. Anyway, Stefan Struve, Andre Arlovski, C.B. Dalloway in the middleweight tri-feature, of course, Hector Lombard. Who's Hector Lombard? Former Strikeforce middleweight champion, of course, did some steroids and got popped for it. Flintstone Vitamins. Not down with that at all. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. We're talking mixed martial arts, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7579. Once again, the guilt-free text line. I got time. 415-275-1613. This is Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to expand on the lady with no respect, the Rodney Dangerfield of mixed martial arts. Talk about the world strawweight champion, Rose Namajunas, of course, the fiance, the girlfriend of Pat Barry. Pat Barry has been on the show many, many times in the past. Of course, Pat Barry used to make fun. He said he was taller. He's the most vertically challenged heavyweight in UFC history. That meant he was short and I think on the stout side. Just put it to you like that. Speaking of stout, let's go to a man with lots of opinion, of course. Talk about Main Event Matt in St. Louis. What's happening, Main Event Matt?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm excellent. Talk to me.
I'm really glad that Daniel Cormier, and I'm going to borrow a term that pro wrestlers used to use, is doing the right thing for business and is agreeing to go into the heavyweight division, or at least to fight Stipe this is the best thing for the UFC right now. These are the only two names anybody's talking about that are still kind of active at this high level, guys who can sell pay-per-views. And I just think this is the right thing to do. It's probably a good time that Cormier is talking about having a lot of problems with cutting weight this past time, how hard it gets when in his late 30s now. These guys are closing in on 40. This might be a good time for him to fight one last time and walk away. He's a great commentator. He does awesome when he's on TV, does great interviews. These guys can't keep fighting when they're this old. Stipe Miocic, the heavyweight division is a joke right now. The fact that he was going to fight Cain Velasquez, and I can understand why Cormier was wanting Cain to get that fight, that's not selling any matches. UFC wants a Mexican like Velasquez to be fighting in main events, but he's too old for this. The heavyweight division in UFC is looking as bad right now besides this fight as this Bellator tournament.
Okay, good point in time. Hey, Amanda Nunes is going to fight Cyborg.
I like that, but I'd be a fool to buy a pay-per-view with Cyborg on it, wouldn't I? I mean, she's going to get popped here eventually.
Matt, she's too slick to get popped again, Matt. Matt, she's too slick to get popped again. I'm going to tell you like this. She's really, I watched her the weight cuts she's made, some of them on YouTube, and some of them on different websites, this and that. So, I tell you like this, I don't think she's gonna. I don't think she's stupid enough to test positive for anything in the future. I think she's got the world by the cojones right now, as far as the women's side of mixed martial arts. Everybody thinks she's a monster, and I think that her and Amanda Nunes, you know, Amanda talks a good game, but Amanda fought to survive in that last fight. She was fighting to go five rounds in this thing. You try to fight to survive against Cyborg Santos, and you're going to be toast early.
Age again. She's Amanda Nunes is too young. She's in her prime right now, and Cyborg.
Wait! I see where you're going with this. You want a bet of soda?
Let's bet soda and $10 to the homeless. I'll take Amanda Nunes against anybody.
Double or nothing on a knockout.
I think Amanda Nunes is going to wear Cyborg down and is going to knock her out. The next person to beat Amanda Nunes is going to be about 5 years when Rose beats her.
Man, Rose is never going to beat her. Rose is too small, and I think that Rose's issues as far as her fight with Joanna Jaeger. We'll hear from Rose in just a minute how she broke down that first fight. But of course, she is the underdog in the rematch. Joanna Jędrzejczyk, 14-1 now, the former strawweight champion, a huge favorite going into that first fight. Got knocked out, and yet when I look at the pound-for-pound ratings, Matt, Joanna Jay's in the pound-for-pound ratings, and the woman that knocked her out is not. That's criminal.
Well, we saw the same thing last week in the heavyweight fight. I mean, Stipe was the champ, and he was the underdog.
Okay. Good enough. Main event, Matt, I thank you for the call. All the best to you, man. Say hello to everybody in St. Louis for Pedro.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Speaking of main events, folks, this, of course, young lady is going to be part of the upcoming UFC main event when she, of course, goes into the rematch with Joanna Jay. But I love this girl for what she is. She is the real deal. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's strawweight champion, Roz Nahumanas.
Welcome back to the post-fight show. KB, Kenflo, T-Wood, the All-American here with the new strawweight champion of the world, Roz Nahumanas. Thanks so much for joining us up here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. What a night. So much to get to. But, Tyron, if you could, please, take us through the highlights of this incredible
week. Let's do that. And I ate my words tonight, guys, just so you know. Rose Namajunas came out today, and I thought she was really relaxed. I thought she was really composed. Joanna threw everything you can think of at her. She was relaxed with her jab. She threw her punches. Even if she got hit, she just showed that composure. It seems as if Joanna was a little bit tight. She wasn't throwing a jab like we normally see her throw. She countered with this punch, came through a hard left hook. When she got her down to the ground, she showed her pit bull finishing ability, punched her out, not only to a TKO, but Joanna started to tap the mat, which we never thought we would see. Congratulations. I have a question for you. What kept you composed and what kept you relaxed fighting in Madison Square Garden, won a champion that many people thought wasn't going to lose for a long time? What kept you relaxed?
So many different things. For one, you know, my coaches, Trevor Whitman, Tony Basile, and Pat Berry, just always having my back. Me having my own back has definitely been a big part of this fight, especially because of, you know, she's a Jedi master at mind control. So I had to really, you know, just ignore all distractions. Even they messed up my walkout song. There was just so many different things that I had to deal with. So I just had to stay calm and just, you know, go through my mantras of, you know, confidence, condition, composure, content, and be a champion. So, yeah, I just kept telling myself, you know, just stay calm.
Rose, I don't think anyone ever questioned your skills, but sometimes maybe you weren't as calm and composed as you wanted to be in previous fights. Yeah. What was the difference? What do you attribute that to?
Experience, time in, you know, 25 years old. Now the champ versus 22.
Oh, now
first.
She's just so old. Oh,
come on, Kenny. Well, my first title fight was when I was 22 years
wow.
old. So, and that was my first fight in the UFC, you know. So it was really intense. And I had everything is opposite leading up to this fight. You know, there's all these distractions. I got rid of a lot of distractions. I, you know, it was just toned down the social media a little bit. And not because I was trying to shy away from it, but I feel like right now, there is just a lot of you know, repetitive things that I didn't need necessarily to post, you know, like, what am I drinking? What am I, you know, my workouts and this and that. But I think also, I think it was, I was doing my little mental warfare with, Joanna as well. So, you know,
you hit it with the Lord's Prayer.
Definitely yeah. did.
And yeah. I did it right when you, I say, you know what? I'm gonna start doing it every day. Lord's Prayer right now.
Heck yeah.
You just showed so much mental toughness throughout this whole thing. I could relate knowing what it's like to go against the whole world and everybody doubting you.
Yeah.
And you have to tune it all out and just have this crazy laser focus and just
yeah.
keep your team around you and keep positivity around you. And yeah. with all the antics that Joanna was bringing to the table, to go out there and have the confidence that you do in the standing position, especially mm-hmm. with Joanna being who she is. Everybody had her as the scariest girl in the world.
Yeah.
It was just it was amazing to watch. And my question for you is this. Everyone knew you as the really awesome jiu-jitsu practitioner. Everyone yep. was worried about being so dangerous on the ground. Can she get her down? She's a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. But to go out there and just stand up with her, was that yeah. what was the game plan?
I think a lot of girls was so desperate to take her down that, you know, it almost they would drain their energy immediately trying to take her down. And my game plan always going into every fight, no matter who I'm fighting, is punch them in the face, take their back, and choke them out. And if I can do it and get the job done before then, you know, I'll do that, but and the opportunity will present itself.
You know, Rose, you mentioned this when you were on The Ultimate Fighter. Everybody kind of expected you to win, actually, at the end because you had done so well on the show. And now coming in here as an underdog, you just flipped the script on everybody. What did Trevor say to you after the fight? Because you all seemed so calm and composed, like, yeah. no big thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's still going to settle in, you know. You know, afterward, he told me to, you know, to go check on her, you know, and that's what I wanted to do anyways. You know, she's a great champion, you know, I've learned a lot from her. But for this week leading up to it, you know, I feel like, or I should say when I first saw her step on the scene, I learned how to be a champion from her. And then this week, how she's handled herself, I feel like I've learned how to not be a champion. So, you know, I appreciate all the lessons I've learned from her and share that octagon. And I just, you know, I wanted to use that as an opportunity. I kept reminding myself the reason why I'm fighting, you know. If you have a good reason behind what you're doing, it gives you all the power. And, you know, I just want to bring back the real, you know, honor and respect in martial arts, you know, and not, you know, we're doing our entertaining in the cage. You know what I mean? Like, all this trash talking and stuff is great. And, you know, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But I want to try and set a different example or show that there's a different way.
Rose, before I have my second question, I want to actually congratulate you. You actually got performance of the night as well.
Hey,
so,
party well, Rose's house.
I think that's well deserved. What do you think? Is that well deserved? Yeah, sure.
She's gonna spend it on a puppy treat. I mean, we all know this. Let's be honest.
Rose, yeah. What were you thinking after you knocked her down the first time?
The first time, I just told myself to pull it back. Just pull it back. You know, don't get too crazy. You know, I just said my mantra. Like in the fight,
wow.
which is, you know,
what is
ridiculous.
That again?
Confidence, condition, composure, content. I'm a champion.
Confidence, yeah. conditioning, composure, content.
Where are you getting this from? You're so young.
Hey,
hold on. You're so mature. Honestly,
yeah.
it's unbelievable.
Well, because
to see.
You know when Joanna came out and you know said. Kept saying that I was mentally unstable, and even just before we had the fight lined up, she, you know, would talk about my mental state or something's wrong with her head. And at first, I was kind of like bugged by it, and then, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna use this opportunity to, you know, you don't just train your body, you know, I'm gonna just research it. I'm gonna read some books, you know. Yeah. Just because, you know, I do have a history of, you know, mental illness in my family, and it's something that has torn my family apart, and so I wanted to try and get better at that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like mental illness isn't just you know, it's like if somebody has diabetes, you know, you can still change your diet and do things to help, you know, combat that. So it's the same thing with mental illness. I think that, you know, people don't really understand it. And so I use this fight to really try and get my head around it. And, you know, I discover at the end of the day, we're all the same, and we're all... I'm pretty normal.
We're all the same, except some of us have a gold belt now, which, of course, then begs the question, what is next for you? A lot of people might argue that Joanna, having been such a dominant champion, should get an automatic rematch. But when we look at the women at the top of your division, you have some rematch potentials in there. You've got a lot of opportunities. What do you want to do next?
You know, I'll just have to get back with my team and kind of just, you know, I really want to just enjoy the holidays right now and kind of just, you know, see what's next in my life and, you know, take one step at a time.
Do you take the belt to Lithuania for a little holiday visit?
That might be cool. I've never been there in the winter time, so, and I haven't seen my family from Lithuania in a long time, so it'd be good to get back there eventually.
All right. Well, Rose, congratulations to you.
7-3 now as a pro. Rose Nahomanis, of course, the current world strawweight, 115-pound UFC champion, going to take on Joanna Jay, who's 14-1. The only loss, of course, getting drilled by the aforementioned Rose Nahomanis recently. And, you know, it was a pretty good fight. I mean, Rose just did what she had to do. I mean, she went in there and she destroyed supposedly the best fighter pound for pound outside of Christina Cyborg Santos in the world of mixed women's mixed martial arts. So she did her thing. They're going to hook it up, of course. Looks like it's going to be on UFC 223, April the 7th, 2018, from the Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the main event, Tony Ferguson, 23-3, the real deal. 9 submissions, 9 knockouts, 5 decisions as far as his wins are concerned. That's how we got to 23 wins. The 3 losses, nothing just, you know, I mean, nothing really incredibly humiliating here. I mean, this is the way you learn the craft. Once in a while, you have to lose a fight. Of course, the guy on the other side of the ledger has never lost a fight. He is Khabib, 25-0. Wow, what can I say? Of course, coming off that win over Edson Barboza just like a couple of weeks ago, it was pretty dominant. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Khabib's a dominant fighter. But Tony Ferguson, he's the disrespected guy here. He is truly the male version of Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect in the world of mixed martial arts today. So I'm hoping Ferguson could beat Khabib. Not saying he can. I'm hoping he can. And then, of course, beat as well Conor McGregor. Both these guys, Conor and Khabib, they should be fighting each other for the big money. Instead, they're going another direction. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Talking mixed martial arts. One short segment to go.
I mean, I'm tired of trouble with kids. They play around so young today. Very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor. Dr. Vinny Boombach. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We're talking mixed martial arts, of course. USC on Fox, rock and roll, April 15th. Now, think back. Last night, it was just hot and happy. I like the fact when it's on Fox Network, the fact that the masses get to watch mixed martial arts. You know, the squares. That's who the people you aren't watching. Because, you know, if you want to build a fan base, you can't build a fan base out of current MMA fans. That's why boxing just needs a new influx of young blood. Because a lot of people like to follow Ali and people like that, well, they're dying and they're dead. They're like me. They're getting old. They need to find some young blood, no doubt about it. Of course, USC looking for young blood as well, coming up with 15 people, of course, with this USC Fighter 27 cast, of course, lightweights and featherweights. So I'm looking at the entire card. Since they're undefeated, sort of hard to pick against. You know, as I said to you before, there's a different aura about a fighter when he's undefeated because he has this feeling of invincibility. I mean, he's just walking on air. It's just different. But once you have that cherry cracked or whatever, however you want to put it, once you lose that first fight, things get incredibly strange from that point forward. And you have to sit down and face yourself mentally. You know what? I've been defeated. I'm a fighter, and I just lost a fight. This is something I never envisioned in my entire life. How do I adapt to it? Well, we'll talk about that in depth in a future show. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Always talking mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in.